Hare Krishna. So, we are going to recite few prayers. So, all of you can chant with me. Om Agyan Timirandhasya Jnananjan Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we would like to thank all of you for coming today evening and participating in this Umang festival. And ISKCON Youth Forum has been organizing this festival since last 4-5 months. And we have done 3 festivals earlier. And also we are planning to do this every month. So thank you very much for coming here. So today we are going to discuss this very important topic, the transformation of heart. Transformation of heart from passion to compassion. In one sense, if you see that secrets of transformation of heart, it's not a secret. Most of us know that what is the transformation of heart and how to do it. Because Indians generally, they basically know the what is right and what is wrong and how to do it. So we are going to discuss anyway in more detail that how to achieve the transformation of heart. Because in our throughout our Vedic literatures, this point has been stressed that the human life is meant for transformation. So particularly the Indians, they have been seeing many TV serials like Ramayana and Mahabharata on TV, and there we have seen that how the divine is getting victory over the demoniac. And we all know what is divine and what is demoniac. So just transformation of heart means how to transcend from the demoniac to divine. And we all know, but the point is that in spite of knowing that we are supposed to transform our heart, still we see that many people, hardly they are putting any effort in this direction. Why it is like that? That we have to understand. Just like a smoker. If he is smoking and he has some cough problem and he goes to doctor, and doctor says that, you know why you have this problem? This is a great secret. He says, what is secret? First thing, that because you are smoking. This is the first secret. And second secret is that you should leave smoking if you want to get out of it. So these two secrets is known to the smoker. It's not very, he says, it's not something secret, I know it already. But the point is that why still we say this is secret, because even though we know it, it remains secret for us because we don't know how to do it. And that's why today's topic for all of us is very, very relevant, because today we are not only going to discuss that what is transformation and why is transformation necessary and how to bring transformation. This is the most important point we are going to discuss, the how to bring the transformation in our heart, which remains secret, a mystery for all of us throughout our life. So the last point, that how to bring transformation in our life, that is very, very important for all of us, particularly in this age when you all are youth, young boys, and trying to, this is the time when we can change our heart, we can learn. This youth is the time for learning. That's why you all are sent, youth is sent to the schools and colleges. You don't see old men, hardly old men goes to the schools and colleges. So youth is a time when we can transform our heart. So today we are going to discuss these three important topics. What is transformation? Why is transformation necessary? Why I should transform my heart? Is there any necessity? And then we'll discuss how to bring transformation. In that we are going to discuss the four secrets of transformation. And if you can understand these four secrets of transformation, then it's not difficult. It becomes quite easy to transform our heart. So this is very simple, and we are going to discuss today in detail. So let us start with what is transformation. So transformation means change of heart from demoniac to divine, vicious to virtuous, bad to good, material to spiritual, mundane to sublime, disharmony to harmony with God and nature. And in short, we can say change of heart from passion to compassion. So that is the essence. Because all these demoniac qualities, vicious and virtuous, all these qualities, bad, material, mundane, disharmony with God, all this is coming due to the passion. And if you can develop compassion, then the divine qualities, virtuous, good, spiritual, sublime, and harmony with the God and nature will automatically appear in our heart. So therefore transformation means from transforming from passion to compassion. Why? What is the purpose? Why we should do this? What is the purpose of doing this? Many people want to transform the heart, but they don't know why I should do it. So with the purpose, what is the purpose? To bring peace and happiness in the life of the individual as well as to the entire world. Not only in this life, but also life after death. And also for the coming generations, not only, we should not become selfishly thinking, how can I bring happiness and peace in our today only, and not thinking for the future generations to come. The problem in the world today is that people are so much after the advancement, but nobody knows how modern advancement, today what we are advancing, how this advancement is going to create hellish condition for the future generation. So therefore, this transformation in our heart should include all these points, that the peace and happiness not only for ourselves, but for the entire world, not in this life, but life after death also. And not only for this generation, but for the coming generation, so many generations which are going to come in future. So seeing this goal in our life, having this goal in our mind, this purpose in our mind, we are going to understand that how to bring such a transformation which can bring all these points all together. So this is all about transformation. So we have discussed this, we have to do. We have to bring peace and happiness in our life and in the entire world, also in this life and life after death and for the coming generation. But how to do it? But before going to the point that how to bring transformation, we will discuss the point why to bring transformation. Why is transformation necessary? This is the question. Why you people are, Hare Krishna people are talking about the transformation of heart? My heart is already transformed. Don't you see? Because everyone thinks that I am very good. There is no scope for improvement in me. That is the problem. So first of all, let us understand why transformation is necessary. There is an ancient story of three merchants crossing the desert. They were crossing through the desert, and then they heard the voice of an angel. Angel said, it was very dark Amavasya night, and in that night they heard suddenly a voice, and voice said, all of you three people are going, so why don't you are in a place where there are so many stones around you. Only because it's dark night you cannot see it, so why don't you carry some stones? So carry some stones in your bag, but one point you remember, that when you go in the morning, when you go to your home in the morning, when you see, open your bag, you will be happy, at the same time you will be unhappy. These people thought, what is this? I will be happy and unhappy? Anyway, let us follow what he says. What is the problem keeping some stones? Let us take some stones and keep in our bag. They all three took some stones, 5, 10, 15, whatever. In the morning when they went to home and they opened, they saw something unusual. They were surprised to see that. What was that? They could see diamond inside. Those were not ordinary stone. Those were the diamonds. So they were happy. Why happy? Yeah, because without paying any price they got diamond. But at the same time they were unhappy. Why?
Because they had not taken so many.
Yeah. Because they could not take so many. They could take only few of the stones. Why they could take only few of the stones? Because they could not understand that time the purpose, the importance of stones. Because they thought at that time in darkness that these are not the diamond, they are the stones, simple stones. So what we can learn from this story similarly, that we are in this youth, we also have the opportunity to collect some diamonds. Diamonds in the form of divine qualities, developing divine qualities in our life. And you all have assembled here in Umang festival, you are trying to collect some stones, some qualities. But most of this time we see that people collect only few stones, and then when their young age has passed and they go into the old age, in the morning of old age, when they see, they look back, they found that, oh, I did a great mistake. I should have collected as many stones as possible, because in old age it's quite difficult. Therefore, in youth age today, it's very, very important for all of us to collect as many qualities, divine qualities as possible by transforming our heart. We should not wait that I'll do it in the old age, because that may be quite late. So therefore, today, in youth age, young age only, we should hanker to transform our heart. Srila Prabhupada was asked by the people. One person came and he said that, Srila Prabhupada, many sadhus and swamis, yogis, they are coming in the western countries and they are doing great miracles. Somebody is producing golden chain, somebody is producing golden coin, somebody is producing gulab jamun, somebody is producing ash, and somebody is curing the disease, and they are very famous. So what miracle you are doing? So many people are doing so many miracles, but we don't see you do any miracle. You are simply speaking, that's all, and writing books. Already so many books are there. So what great you are doing, and chanting and dancing on the roads. So many dancing, chanting is going on in the movies. So what is this miracle? This is nothing miracle. What is miracle? Can you tell some miracle? Why don't you do some miracle? Srila Prabhupada said that the miracle which I have done, nobody can do that miracle. What miracles they have done? They can produce one golden chain by mystic powers. But I can buy golden chain by paying 10,000 rupees. See, there is nothing miracle. A person who has 10,000, 20,000, he can do better miracle than this yogi, because he can buy two chain. Somebody said, Prabhupada, I saw one yogi, he was walking on the water and crossing the river. Srila Prabhupada says, what is so great? I will pay 25 paises to the boatman and I cross the river. What is miracle in this? But Prabhupada said, what miracle I have done, nobody can do that. And then he said that, you see these people, showing his western disciples, these all people were sex mongers. They were taking all sorts of intoxicants, marijuana, LSD. They were eating meat. They were doing gambling. What sinful activities have they not performed? But today, by coming in my contact, they have become first class devotee. They have given up all their bad habits. They have given up all their bad habits. Can anybody do this? Very difficult to transform the heart. I have transformed their heart, which is the most difficult task to do. Transforming the heart is the most difficult task. Even by paying lakhs and crores of rupees, one cannot transform the heart. Scientists are trying, but till today they have not developed any transformometer. No, you cannot bring, by giving some tablet or medicine, love in the heart of a person. Can you develop some medicine or some instruments by which you can bring peace in the life of the people? No, love in the heart of the people we cannot bring by medicine or by any instrument. And that thing which science and all the yogis and swamis could not do, Srila Prabhupada could do. So therefore, why transformation is necessary? Because we see the paradox of our time in history today. What is the paradox? I'll just go on reading and you hear attentively. Okay? We have taller buildings but shorter tempers. Wider freeways but narrower viewpoints. We spend more but have less. We buy more but enjoy it less. We have bigger houses and smaller families. It's quite true. If you go in GK 2 or GK 1, you can see many, many big houses, but hardly 2 or 3 people reside in that. More conveniences, but less time. We have more degrees, but less sense. More knowledge, but less judgment. More experts, but more problems. More medicine, but less wellness. We have multiplied our possessions, but reduced our values. We talk too much, love too seldom, and hate too often. Is it correct? We have learned how to make a living, but not a life. We have added years to life, but not life to years. This is the real point. How to add life in our years. Years are passing by anything. Faster, faster. But there is no life. There is no happiness. There is no satisfaction. We have been all the way to the moon and back. We have gone. But have trouble crossing the street to meet the new neighbor. We have conquered outer space, but not inner space. Is it correct? We have split the atom, but not our prejudices. We have higher incomes, but lower morals. We have become long on quantity, but short on quality. These are the times of tall men and short character, steep profits and shallow relationships. These are the times of world peace but domestic warfare. More leisure but less fun. More kinds of food but less nutrition. Isn't it? These are the days of two incomes but more divorces. I don't know why. Of fancier houses but broken homes. Houses are very fancier. But homes are breaking. Divorce rate is increasing like fire. In last 2 years, divorce has increased in India like fire. You won't believe where are we landing. In America, the divorce rate is 70% within 3 years. 100 marriages breaks out of 100. The 70 marriages breaks within 3 years. I don't know what after 5 years or 10 years. Theory crime, shooting by children in schools, suicide, famine and drought, divorce, rat race civilization, pollution, bribery and cheating, stress and hypertension, food shortage, AIDS, loneliness and boredom, conflicts and ego clashes, wars, ill-treatment of women, ill-treatment of old people, poverty, disease, and I don't know how many more we can add in this list. These are the problems we are facing today. And that's why it is necessary to consider at this moment. In our youth stage only we have to consider these points, because this is the time we can think of change in our heart. Why this is happening, that we have to understand today. Why so many problems? In spite of having so much advancement, why so many problems? And therefore, There is a necessity. Why all this problem? Because of pollution. Where? Not in the air. Where is the pollution? In the heart. Yes. Because of the pollution in the heart. So therefore it is very necessary at this point to transform the heart. So therefore be attentive. How many of you want to get rid of all these problems? Because unless we don't get rid of all these problems we have just discussed, our purpose to bring the peace and happiness will be baffled again and again. It doesn't matter how much advancement we make. So how many of you are ready to transform the heart? Very good. Thank you very much. So, let us understand. Why is transformation necessary? After today, if you develop all these qualities, what we are going to discuss, then you are going to develop these 10 benefits of transformation. Of course, there are many benefits, you cannot count, but here we are going to discuss 10 many most important points. If you can develop these 10 points, 10 benefits of transformation, then all these problems what we are facing in the world, just we have discussed, will disappear. First is how to live our lives in harmony with God and nature. Today, the most of the things what is happening around the world is against the God and nature. What to speak of against the God and nature? People doesn't know there is God. How to behave in a way that brings happiness to us and others? Behavior. For the small things, there is fighting, there is war, there is bombing. For a small issues. How to behave in difficult situation that we are put in? Little stress and breakdown. Modern youth doesn't know how to tolerate, how to bear the difficult situation. That's why suicide rate is increasing. One boy in IIT Kanpur, he committed suicide 1 year back. You know what is the reason? You'll hear, then you'll feel very silly reason. They did the investigation, there was a team of professors. They did investigation, and in that team there was one devotee professor also. He said, after the investigation they found that this boy, among his friends, his friends used to tell him Bikka. You know what is the meaning of Bikka? This fellow always used to get B grade in his exams. There is A grade, then A neck, then B grade. B grade means almost 80%. So his friends used to say, you are Bikka. And tujhe to B se jyada aa hi nahi sakta. And this fellow, he took it as a challenge. He said, no, this is last exam, now I will bring B. And when he went and sat in the exam, when he came out, he was very frustrated. You know why? Because he could come to know that I cannot bring B in this paper also. And therefore he was very frustrated. And he committed suicide. He was getting 80%, but still he committed suicide. Difficult situation. What is the difficult situation? It is not that much difficult situation. Still he committed suicide. So we learn, if our heart is transformed, then we can understand that how to behave in changing situations of good and bad times that we are put in. How to live and let live, jiyo or jine do. How to lay a foundation of habits, skills and character that brings peace and happiness. How our country India is so glorious for her Vedic culture, nobody knows. Simply following blindly the rascal culture. The culture which has been tested Even they have not found peace and happiness. How can we find peace and happiness? The culture which we are following, the Western culture, the Westerners have tested it. It is not working in their life. It is not working. Americans, 30% Americans are visiting psychiatrists. And that culture we are bringing in India. 85% youth doesn't know who is their father. And that culture we are bringing in India. And we are saying we are advancing. How to learn self-discipline for our own advantage? When we learn self-discipline, it's not that you are going to give advancement to the Hare Krishna movement. No, it will be for your own advancement if you develop these qualities. How to become responsible and cheerful? Responsible in all dimensions of life. People are becoming irresponsible in all dimensions. Irresponsible family member, irresponsible teacher, irresponsible student, irresponsible politician. Isn't it? In all dimensions, they are irresponsible. And at last, how to be loved by all. When you transform your heart and you develop good qualities, then you will be loved by all. So let us see how to do it. So therefore, transformation is very much necessary in our life. And even though we are convinced of this point, that transformation is necessary, still people doesn't take it. They find it difficult to implement in their life. You know why? Why they find it difficult? Today you all have come and participating in this Krishna consciousness movement, Hare Krishna festival of Umang. And all of you, I expect, have come for the change in your heart. And so many times we see that people, the boys are coming to our movement, Hare Krishna movement, and people are very afraid, especially parents. Parents say that when they hear that their sons are going to Hare Krishna movement, they say it is dangerous. Fear of transformation. They are fearful. They are fearful that they think that transformation are very dangerous. So many times we hear from the boys, they say, you know, some boys say that, you know, Prabhuji, when I was smoking and drinking and all these things, I was saying, you know, how I used to discuss with my father. I used to say, my father, I am smoking. Father used to say, no problem, smoke, but make sure that you are smoking filter. Father, I am drinking. No problem, but make sure you drink desi. Father, I am going to the temple. Temple? Which temple? Hare Krishna temple. Dangerous. Never. Don't go. Why? Why it is like that? This is fear of transformation. Once upon a time, so this shows that bad transformation are not disturbing for the people. But when there is positive transformation, it is quite disturbing. One devotee was asking, Prabhuji, if you develop all the spiritual qualities, what you said, like simplicity, gentleness, politeness, humility, cooperation, is it not that we may get cheated and people will cheat us? So therefore, better not to develop the qualities. People are fearful of developing virtuous qualities. They think that, no, no, let me remain bad. Sometimes, another type of fear of transformation. One devotee was telling that my father says, agar tu itna achha ho jayega, to kaun shaadi karegi tujhse? This is also fearful, isn't it? Great fear. एक और डिवोटी बोल रहे थे कि कभी कभी मंदिर के बदले सिनेमा भी चल जाया कर बेटे, थोड़ा चेंज हो जाएगा, थोड़ा सा चेंज चाहिए हमें. तेरा भाई तो देख कितना अच्छा है, हैं? हमेशा बिजी रहता है, वीडियो गेम खेलता है. और तू है कि ऐसे आलसी बनकर मंदिर में सेवा करता रहता है, हैं? आलसी बन के मंदिर में सेवा करता रहता है. तेरा भाई देख कितना बिजी है. सच ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन fear. So good changes becomes intolerable sometimes for the people because they fear that my son will become good, then what society will say? Sometimes people want their children to go to some temple, yes, and they want to do some puja, follow some rules and regulations, but only little, not much. Sometimes, just like, you know, when we prepare the very nice meal, then before meal we put some lemon, and after meal we give some dhaniya. Why? To increase flavor. And sometimes people take chili also, mircha lete hain. Why? To change some taste, you know, change of taste. So similarly, in India, people sometimes come to temple for change of taste. They want that basic purpose of their activities are most of the time that sense gratification. They want to enjoy the senses. But sometimes they want to come to the temple, do some puja, so that their sense gratification becomes legal. Change of flavor. Many people nowadays, you see the TV serials early in the morning, so many dharmic serials. Atma, Astha, this and that, so many serials are coming. And they are best, most famous serials. There is one serial from our society also, ISKCON is doing early in the morning on Star Plus, Atma serial. And this serial is going since last, The Atma serial is going on since last 8 years on the Star Plus. And very famous, but only in the morning. So people, once upon a time, they say, and you know, they first did recording for first 1 year, and then another 7 years, they are just repeating the recordings. And people say that this year your class was very nice. When you discuss the Patram Puspam Phalam Toyam, that was quite nice. It was quite new. How? Because they don't care what is being discussed. They simply care, somehow I have to sit in front of TV and some religious thing should go on, some dharmic hona chahiye, before embarking on the real business. Main kaam shuru karne se pahle thoda dharm ka khata khol lete hain. So therefore people doesn't take the thing seriously. They simply hear it for the purpose of doing it, not transforming the heart. And therefore it becomes difficult when the students, young boys, they are quite open. Yes, they want to transform the heart. And when they become serious, somehow the social pressure, family pressure, so much. And because of that, although we know the benefits, although we want to do good, still we feel hesitant. And that's why this transformation of heart becomes difficult. We know the secrets of transformation. So already I have discussed all this. How to bring transformation, therefore? This is a very important point. So let us come to the last part of the presentation. Here we are going to discuss the how to bring transformation. After knowing that how it is important, how to bring transformation. In spite of all these obstacles and difficulties what we are facing, we should understand that this is very, very important. And therefore what we are going to discuss now, the point, how to bring the transformation in our life, that is very, very relevant for all of us. So how many of you want to, we can discuss? Ready? Everybody is ready?
Yes.
Okay. So let us discuss transformation formula A, B, C and D. Just remember these four letters, first four alphabet letters A, B and C and D. What is A? Association. B, books. C, chanting Hare Krishna. And D, diet, Krishna Prasadam. By following these four things, it becomes quite easy to transform the heart. And we have been seeing the examples of millions of people around the world, not only Indians, but all over the world. By the mercy of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, today all over the world there are 700-800 ISKCON temples, centers, not only in India but all over the world. And in all countries, people are chanting Hare Krishna. This shows that how this transformation of heart can happen not only in the Indians but in everybody's life. Doesn't matter which religion, Christians, Muslims, Sikhs, Buddhists, all religious people, they are practicing Hare Krishna movement. Not by because we are throwing some bomb on them or because we are paying some money to them, like many other religions are doing in India, transforming the Hindus into their religion by paying the money. But we take the money. Because Srila Prabhupada, when he went to America, he did not pay money, he went with 40 rupees. So he said, transform their heart, and then they themselves made seated the Lord Krishna in their heart as well as in their cities and their homes. That is the power of purity. Srila Prabhupada could do that. And how he did that? By using this ABCD formula. And the same formula is applicable. If we can apply in our life, we also can get the same benefit. All these people, they never heard of Krishna. When the first time they met to Srila Prabhupada, they had never heard. Who is Krishna? But just by following these four principles, association, books, chanting Hare Krishna, diet, Krishna Prasadam, their heart was completely transformed. From the hippies, they became happies. So, let us discuss one by one these four. First, we will discuss the third one. What is third one? Chanting Hare Krishna. Because it is most important. 99% of our transformation of heart is depending on chanting Hare Krishna. Chanting on Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Is it so easy, isn't it? There is no, you don't have to pay anything. Just chant Hare Krishna and 99% transformation will automatically take place. It's so easy. So, this chanting Hare Krishna, what happens when we start chanting Hare Krishna? It is just like when your system, computer system, is influenced by the virus, infected by the virus. What do? You install antivirus. Because your system is corrupted and it is not efficient now, it is not working. Some people are foolish. What they do? Oh, it's very, it will take time to, you know, put install antivirus. So you will let me first do some work and then after, maybe after 2-3 days I will install. But they don't know that if I just install the antivirus and remove the virus, the computer speed will become fast. And the same work I can do very quickly. Efficiency will increase. Productivity will increase. So, our this antivirus versus transformation of heart analogy we are going to discuss how it is related. So, our body is like a computer and the mind is like a hard disk which is infected by the viruses. What, there are various types of viruses, different kind. Not, what are the viruses generally you face? Yeah, lust, greed, anger, pride, envy and illusion. And all these problems what we have discussed in the world are because of these problems, because of these viruses. Divorce, what is the problem? Which virus? Anger and lust and pride. Three virus. Sometimes they attack together. And from there, from where they come? Virus generally comes from where? From the internet. Yes, whenever you connect your computer to the outside world, you are going to get the viruses. So therefore, body is like a computer. Mind is like hard disk which is infected by the virus of lust, greed, anger, pride, envy and illusion. And therefore, we have to install in it antivirus software. That is chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And how to install? How to install, how much they are affecting our system, how they affect our system, how we can understand that? By reading the manual, antivirus installation manual, that is Bhagavad Gita. And updating the antivirus, day to day after we have to update also, isn't it? Because newer viruses are being produced by Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is working 24 hours and 7 days producing new and new virus. And therefore, we have to need to update our antivirus. How will you update antivirus? By associating with the devotees. By association of devotees, regular association, by coming to the monk festival, by coming to the Hare Krishna Mandir, by meeting with the devotees, you will be able to update this antivirus. How transformation takes place by chanting? It's quite mysterious. You people are saying just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Is it so easy? How it can be so easy? Just by chanting Hare Krishna, my heart will be purified? I think there is some problem. So we can see the Srila Prabhupada miracles. If you don't have faith, then there is demonstration. There, if I give some theory to you, and if you don't have faith, then what do? You demonstrate it, experiment it, isn't it? Any theory, you don't accept just like that, you demonstrate. Or you can see somebody has demonstrated earlier and it has become successful. So we can see by Srila Prabhupada has already demonstrated. And by power of chanting Hare Krishna, the lakhs and millions of people have transformed their life all over the world. There is a verse in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shastakam. He says, Cheto darpan marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam Sriyah kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam Cheto darpan marjanam. Cheto means heart and darpan means mirror and marjanam means cleaning, transformation. So this is Lord Chaitanya is explaining how the heart will get transformed. He is saying Cheto Darpan Marjanam. By chanting Hare Krishna, the mirror of the heart will get cleansed. But we don't believe. How it happens? He says that Krishna, through His holy name, He enters into the heart, through the ear. In the form of holy name, through the ear, He enters into the heart. And then he cleans the heart. This is the process. And then he removes the pollution in the heart. And then Krishna goes and sits in the heart. There was many incidences where devotee has seen the power of the holy name. There was a in Russia when the Hare Krishna movement was expanding, Russian government became inimical, very careful. And they banned the Hare Krishna movement. No Hare Krishna should be seen on the streets or anywhere. No Hare Krishna programs, no temples, nothing. And KGB, the intelligence bureau of Russia, was put into action that any devotee, any Hare Krishna people you see, immediately capture him and put him into the jail and harass him. So KGB people always will be searching and searching. So once upon a time they were searching and they came to one area and they asked, you are searching for a person named Mark. Why? Because he was going to the Hare Krishna people. So they came and asked neighbors, where is Mark, you know? They said, no, I don't know where is Mark. Because although they were knowing, because they could see that KGB is coming, so they did not say. And then when Mark came, they asked, Mark, who is this Hare Krishna? What is this Hare Krishna? Why KGB is asking for Hare Krishna? How this Hare Krishna you got connected to? And by saying like that, they chanted so many times Hare Krishna. And that gave them some. And then all the neighbors and this with this mark, they went to the program, Hare Krishna program. And when they went there, you know, they saw one surprise. That KGB fellow was sitting there. And he came not as a devotee, he came as a spy, he was sitting there. But after the program, he became a devotee. How he became devotee? By the power of chanting Hare Krishna. So this is the power of chanting. It transformed the heart. Another example, there was a person in city of Amsterdam. He was a householder before becoming sannyasi in ISKCON. So he was having a dog. His wife was not he. His wife was having a dog. And somehow the dog was lost that day. A name of dog they used to tell Krishna. By love, you know, they were telling Krishna, dog. And therefore wife said, you go out on the street as usual and search for the Krishna. Where is Krishna? So this devotee, of course he was not devotee that time. So he was on the street, he was moving around and he was, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And somehow devotees were passing through. And he heard, and they saw, the devotees saw this fellow, and they said, who, from where this pure devotee has come in Amsterdam city? Let us inform Srila Prabhupada. He's feeling so much separation from Krishna. So much separation. Let us go and associate with this pure soul. And then they came and said, Prabhu, why are you crying for Krishna? And he said, Krishna has left my home. I am desperately looking for Krishna. My wife wants Krishna urgently. They said, no problem. We have Krishna. Come with us. And then this devotee, okay, let us go. And then they opened the curtain. They said, see, this is Krishna. He said, oh no, I am not looking for this Krishna. I am looking for my dog. Then devotee said, no problem. Anyway, you have come here, so take Bhagavad Gita and install antivirus software. So, this devotee anyway, he got Bhagavad Gita and he read Bhagavad Gita and he became such a wonderful devotee, he became sannyasi. Can you imagine? This shows that even unknowingly, if you chant the holy name of Krishna, doesn't matter you are calling for Krishna or not, even you chant your dog name Krishna, still it has impact. And how you see that this, he was chanting his names of his dog, but still he could got the benefit and he became a devotee and his heart was completely transformed. So this shows that the chanting Hare Krishna is not an ordinary thing. Even in our life, we have seen that this is working. Like you can see, when I was studying in IIT Delhi, so sometimes I would have a dream that someday I will get up around 6 o'clock. And then I will get ready before going to college, I will take bath. And then I will go to the college, because one day I made record also. Once upon a time I made the record, 7 days continuous not taking bath. And someday, and it remained dream for me that I should get up early in the morning, 6 o'clock. And then I used to go to the other religious organizations also, Ramakrishna Mission, and in spite of going there also, I could not fulfill my dream. But then one day I saw that one of my Christian friend came and said that, are you not going to, because he knows that I used to go to the Ramakrishna Mission. Are you not going to the ISKCON? I said, ISKCON? What is this ISKCON? ISKCON, USKCON? She said, no, this is a very nice organization. I said, is it the part of Ramakrishna Mission? He said, yes, all are same. Then I said, okay, no problem, let me go. And then in the evening I came and I attended the class. And Mohan Rupa Prabhu was taking the class, why to embrace vegetarianism. And then I attended the class. Class was good. But at the end I came to this temple and I was taking prasadam. And then prasadam was so delicious that I thought that this is quite good. We can live with that. And then I started coming. And the first day when I met, I said, I was discussing with Mohan Rupa Prabhu, and I said that what you say is quite correct. And then I thought little bit, and then I thought that I have got what I wanted. I wanted, this was my desire, that I should do something which can solve all the problems of the world at one stretch. And when I came to Krishna Consciousness Movement and I read Prabhupada books, I said to Mohan Prabhu, this ISKCON movement has the power, just by chanting holy name and associating with the devotees, reading Srila Prabhupada books, we can solve all problems of the world in one stroke. And after that, I never looked back to other religious organizations, Ramakrishna Mission, because there was so much taste in the process. I saw one devotee sitting and he's in front of Gaur Nithai and he's, I said, what happened to this fellow? And after half an hour or 1 hour, he came out and he was smiling nicely. I said, just now he was so much anxiety, he was crying, Krishna, Krishna. Suddenly he has become so happy. What he has got during doing that? So like that, I thought that this is strange, but actually this was a fact. People get this, that's how, and then you can see now where I am. By the power of chanting Hare Krishna. So this can have a lot of impact. I'm not saying that you also should be here. Just, it's an example, you understand? Don't fear. So there is no other way. Also, like in Kali Yuga, it says that in Kali Yuga there is only one way to transform the heart, by chanting Hare Krishna. So by chanting this Maha Mantra, we can transform our heart. And scripture says that there is no other way. Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyatha. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way than to chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Iti Sodas Kala Nam Nam. Kali Kalmala Nasanam, Natah Paratarupayam, Sarva Vedesu Drishyate. Kali Santaran Upanishad says that this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, ये 16 अक्षर का जो मंत्र है इति सोडस 16 सोडस 17वां नहीं 16 ही है कला नाम नाम कली कलमस नाशनम कलमस मींस द डर्ट इन द हार्ट नाशनम ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन सो हाउ हार्ट इज ट्रांसफॉर्म इन द कलयुगा बाय चैंटिंग हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र एंड इट्स नॉट दैट ओनली कली संतनट उपनिषद इज सेइंग नो Sarva Vedesu Drishyate, among all the Vedic literatures and supplementary literature, this is the conclusion that in the Kali Yuga, this is the only antivirus software. Some people say, Prabhuji, you all are too much dharmic, and why you all only chanting Hare Krishna? Now this is February, you are telling chanting Hare Krishna. What should I chant in March? Hare Krishna. And in April, Hare Krishna. Only Hare Krishna, no change. Because in Kali Yuga people are more fond of change, you know, some change should be there. Changing the partner, changing the car, isn't it? Change is very important. Changing the mobile, latest technology, changing the technology, everything changing. So very fond of change. No change. And after some time they come to know, one change you can do. What is that? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaurabhakti. Some change I could find here. So like that, people are fond of change. They don't have faith that yes, this only one mantra can bring all the transformation in our heart, and there is no doubt. So how many of you are ready to transform your heart by chanting Hare Krishna? Thank you very much. And this is rare but easily available. It has been made easy by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This chanting Hare Krishna has been made. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauriti Se Namo. Because in this Kali Yuga, people are very fallen, degraded. So much pollution in the heart. And all failed. In this Kali Yuga, people from all other ages, selected people, just like in your exam, you know, suppose in your college, if you have a class where all failed people from all the classes are put in that class, 10%, 14%, 15%, 16%, maximum 16%, put in one class, what will you do? And then another example, let us see. Suppose in your company, in your college, some company comes and tells that best company, tells I am looking for the 4 people who have failed in their exam. What about me? I am topper. No, I don't care for you. Have you heard like this? It doesn't happen. But now it is happening. The highest thing available in the entire universe is chanting Hare Krishna and pure love for Krishna. That was even not available in Satyuga, Tritha Yuga, Dwapar Yuga. That is available in Kali Yuga. And therefore, and that is given, gifted by the Lord Himself. Lord Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and He made it so easy. Just by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just by chanting this mantra, we can get what, and we can all become pass, not only pass, we can get the highest spiritual benefit that we can go back to the spiritual world. So that is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, you should understand, ultimately you have to chant, isn't it? Sometimes people say, oh Prabhuji, it was very nice presentation. So I ask, what about chanting? Ah, it was very good. Chanting was very good. So, how are you going to chant? Oh no Prabhuji. Why? No, you chant. You chant for me also. You chant. It's just like going to, you have some problem, and go to a doctor. You take appointment, pay money, go to doctor, give time and energy, money, and then doctor writes you medicine. After that, doctor asks, are you going to take medicine now? You say, no, you take. You take from me also. So this is the mentality. No, when it comes to the chanting, they say, oh Prabhuji, this is difficult. No, we have to now, after understanding so much, we should take it. Then only transformation is going to take place. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Therefore, we must chant Hare Krishna. This is the first. Second is association. Just already we have discussed, because now we are running out of time. So we will terminate after this slide only. Association, why it is important? First of all, we have discussed that this is updating the antivirus. It is said that you are what company you have. If you are associating with drunkards, you will become drunkard. If you are associating with the gamblers, you become gambler. But if you associate with the souls who are seeking for transformation of heart, then you will also become enlivened, enthusiastic in seeking the same thing, how to purify my heart. Therefore, regular association is just necessary. Sometimes people say, Prabhuji, I associate regularly. How? Every Janmashtami I go to temple. Every Janmashtami, I am very regular. No, not every Janmashtami. Every week at least, we must associate with the devotees. Otherwise, the little transform, bad influences are very strong in Kali Yuga. The posters, cinema posters, the advertisement boards, movies, songs, the kind of dresses people wear, the kind of teachings, trainings we are getting in, all are so strong that little transformation what you are getting by attending one monk festival is not sufficient. Therefore, little transformation can be easily washed away if we don't associate regularly. Therefore, there is need of associating regularly. Why association is so important? Because by associating with the devotees, you will get purity. There is purity in the hearts of the devotees that will transform in your heart. Devotee will pray for you to Krishna. Krishna, please transform heart of this devotee. He is struggling to come to you. Devotee will tell you what is written in Bhagavad Gita. They will guide you. They will give you counseling. They will share their experiences. How they conquered they have transformed their heart. They will share their experiences. They will tell you exact process, what after what you have to do. They will provide you facilities. Facilities in the terms of chanting beads, books, association, organizing the camps, festivals, all these things, so that you can be protected from the obstacles. They will give you faith in your heart. They will, and by associating with them and coming with them, dancing, chanting together, discussing classes, you will get the higher taste. And the ISKCON society has been meant for that purpose only. Srila Prabhupada has created this society, and he has written in one of the purport in Srimad Bhagavatam that this society has been created to give the association to the people of the whole world. He said, I have created a house in which whole world can live. So therefore, we should take the full opportunity and associate regularly. Then books, of course, we have discussed, by books, reading books will sharpen our intelligence. This is software installation manual. It will help you to install the antivirus software. And diet, of course, I will not explain more, because time is not there, so you can experience outside after this program, because I want to discuss this one, that live demonstration of how matter transforms into spirit. But I will share in maybe next classes if we have. So transmission of heart is just by chanting and associating and reading the Srila Prabhupada books and having Krishna Prasadam, we can transform our heart. Thank you very much. If anybody has any question. Anybody, any question? So did you get it today?
To some extent, while I'm
no, because trying, message you have got, na?
Yes.
What is your name?
Satyarth Prakash.
Satyarth Prakash. Thank you very much for your question. So already we have discussed in today's class, and you have come to know. But the point is that knowledge is not sufficient, as I have discussed in this class also. We have to practice it. You have to install the software. It's not that I have brought software and kept in my bag. I'll install later on. No, we have to install right now. Right now, all of us should chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You chant this Maha Mantra, and by chanting and regularly associate with the devotees, which place you are staying? Your place of stay?
Nearby Akshardham Mandir.
Okay. So you are with Ravi? Which devotee you are with?
Abhay.
So you can come regularly, okay, to our program, association, and chant Hare Krishna. It will surely have impact in your life, 100%, there is no doubt. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gati Ranyatha. There is no other way. Chant Hare Krishna, read books, associate with the devotees, and eat Krishna Prasadam, pure sanctified food. More detail, you can come in future programs, you can get it. But in the detail, chant Hare Krishna, that immediately you can do it. You don't have to pay anything and don't have to give much time also. If you are walking on the road, you can chant Hare Krishna. If you are eating prasad, you can chant Hare Krishna. If you are going to sleep, you can chant Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna always and it will purify your heart. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Yes.
Sir, first time here, my parents are also like that, fear of transformation. they don't want to be here, me to here, and they used to tell me that you should use your time for study, not for this thing. So how I can assure them that not this is a good thing?
Yeah. So I discussed one antivirus installation, isn't it? If you don't install antivirus, and without installing antivirus, you are trying to do some work on computer, you may think that this will be, I am saving time not installing antivirus. But actually you will end up wasting more time because your computer will go very slow. So you will not be able to concentrate in your studies. So much divergence I have seen. We are preaching in many colleges and the students, when they come to our movement, they tell their experiences that they are wasting so much time wasters, and they are having so much distractions in their mind. They could not focus on if you practice spirituality, what you can study in 4 hours, that you can finish in within 2 hours because your mind becomes concentrated, focused. So therefore, and so many activities which is not necessary in our life, time. We say in our language, time wasters. Like in college and students do that. Time wasters, watching movies, cricket matches. Every second and third there are cricket matches. And each match 8 hours minimum. And I have seen, I was doing. So, many people waste so much time. But when it comes to the spirituality, they say, Prabhuji, 1 hour in a week, it's too much. My study will get affected. And immediately after going out, they will go to the movie and they will sit and watch nicely. Oh, very nice. I will get fresh and then I will study. So therefore, I say it's not difficult. Only I say that once in a week you have to come to the programs. And that is only one and a half hours. But by doing that, you will develop inner strength by which you will save so much time, and also you develop efficiency in your study by which you can study better. Which place you are studying in?
Sir, I am doing MBA.
MBA, where?
From IMC.
So you come to the programs regularly, at least weekly programs, and then you will see the difference in your. We not only tell the student how to chant Hare Krishna, but we also train students how to do studies. We take seminar on study skills also by chanting Hare Krishna. So you can, don't fear, your grades will improve. When go up, then automatically your parents will be satisfied. Isn't it? So you come to the program and take benefit and improve your grade, then parent will not say anything. because ultimately they have to see your result, and if your result is good, then they will tell, I think my opinion was wrong, my son is getting good marks after going through the program, you know? So then their perception will change. It's okay? Little bit? What is your name?
Ajit Sharma.
Ajit Sharma, thank you. Thank you. Okay, so thank you very much. Now I'll ask the questions to all of you. Ready? Okay. So the first question is that, what is transformation? Yes. You raise hand.
Transformation of heart from passion to compassion.
Ah.
This is called transformation.
What is the purpose of transformation?
To lift the grids, the ill habits of soul, and to associate with God.
Purpose, I discussed that, what is the purpose? Yes, you can explain?
The purpose is that to get satisfaction, to remove our illness, to remove our disease. How can improve, how can associate our society, and how can get our satisfaction.
Okay, but I specifically wanted the answer what I discussed in this slide. Who will give? Okay, he will give.
Remove the virus that we have.
Yeah, that is also correct. But in this slide I discuss, I want especially, he wants to give. Yes.
To live our lives in harmony with God and nature. To live and let live. It is the purpose of...
Very good. So to bring peace and happiness in our life, in the as well as in the entire world, in this life and life after death, and for the future generations also. That is the purpose of transformation of heart. Okay? So ultimately it is to bring peace and happiness. So all of us want to peace and happiness, isn't it? So thank you very much. You can give first, he answered correctly first part. So it was okay. What is your name?
Rajnikant.
Why you are laughing? Second question. Why transformation is necessary? Yes. Those who will raise hand first, they will get chance. Okay.
Sir, as you have told us already, that the world is facing a number of problems like the violence and bomb blast and so many other evils nowadays we see. To meet the ultimate aim of peace, non-violence, and tranquility among people to get satisfaction and eternal happy. So for that, transformation is needed to achieve certain parameter so that we can live peacefully and the ultimate aim of human being to achieve that. As we know that God is within everyone, but because of some dilemma, we are unable to know what is reality. So through this transformation process, our ultimate purpose is to know the reality that somehow we are unable to know it. So the real purpose of transformation is to know the real truth. What is it? Right now we are in dream.
Okay.
We are unable to know it.
So solve the problems, isn't it? Your answer is to solve the problems of the world.
My answer is that to solve the problem of the entire world.
Correct. Thank you very much for your correct answer. What is your name?
My name is Anand Jha.
Anand Jha, thank you. Next question, if we understand how it is important to transform the heart, then what is the difficulty we face in transforming the heart? What is the difficulty? Who will tell? Okay, you.
Ignorance is the only cause of our difficulty.
Yeah, what we have discussed, some difficulties here.
We discuss that we already know the secrets, but we want to ignore them.
Yeah, that is one. Yes. Why we want to ignore?
Because there is a shlok, I don't know the reference, but I'll say it once. It has been said in our Sanskrit language that Janami dharmam nachame pravritti, Janami dharmam nachame nirritti. I know what is right, but I don't do it. And I know what is wrong, but I'm always doing it. So ignorance is the only cause of
what is your name?
My name is Sridhar Guruji.
Thank you very much. I would like to add, somebody want to add also from today's presentation also. Yes. Fear of transformation. Fear, you are fearful also. Parents and
society.
Correct. Thank you very much. We can give prize to both of them, both together. What is your name?
Arjun.
Thank you very much. And Sridhar also, you give prize. Okay. Okay. Last question. How to transform our heart? Transformation formula. Here, hand was raised. This black first.
We can transform our heart by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
And
getting associated with this content.
Yeah. Transformation formula. Who would like to take?
ABCD.
What is ABCD?
A is association, B is reading the books, book, and C is chanting, and D is that.
They all are good. See, their hearts are transformed, they are helping you. What is your name?
Rudraksh.
Rudraksh. Thank you, Rudraksh. So with this note, we'll like to finish the quiz contest. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
We'd like to thank his guest Sundar Gopal Das by loudly chanting three times, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
I
have a very important announcement. We regularly conduct a DYS course, which is Discover Yourself. It's a 6-session course conducted every Sunday.